The front porch of my house opens right to the beach. The white sand on a moonlit night glistens as the dark water reflects the somber night sky. Countless stars staring back, both from above and below, the mild breeze ruffles my hair as I stand leaning against a pillar on the porch, a wrap around me. I try to look as far beyond as I can. It's the endless sea and the vast expanse of the sky. Not a living soul in view. I had dreamt of a place like this since I was a child. And today that I have this shiny house, its window panes well polished in cocoa brown, the white leather sofa with the little red cushion and the recliner on my front porch, why do I still feel a pang of loneliness as I stand here on the silent night? My thoughts are interrupted by the slight movement of my wind chimes. I bought them, selected after careful choosing, from the sound that was the most melodious, that cut out the outside disturbance and would make me feel at home. Ironic how it's the only sound that makes me feel like company. I'm lifted from my trance to find the temperature has suddenly dropped and I'm holding on to my cashmere wrap rather tight. I take slow, retracted steps towards my bedroom closet. I have all the time in the world. I'm not in a hurry anymore, unlike my fast-paced life a few years ago, where I was especially running around to be with someone or to get a task to closure or just to feel the rush of having to do so much. But now, I'm basically dragging my perfectly pedicured feet across my maple wood floor to let the time pass by faster, if that were possible. I turn on the lights and a closet bigger than the whole house I grew up in, with my delicates, denims, shirts, blazers stocked up or hanging in neat piles, and the variety of footwear staring, from basic flip-flops to sneakers to my thigh-high boots and stilettos, all are staring back at me. In grey monotone, I am reminded of the years of my second job where I hung my only black jacket, the brown blazer torn up in the inside, and a hand-me-down pink pullover on the backrest of the chair in my room, and would alternate between them for work. On special occasions, I will get my white fake fur coat out, which I otherwise preserved in my dad's blazer cover. I remember loathing all of it, how petty I felt for not owning a bigger closet or more clothes or better shoes. My shoes were a pair of black suede ankle boots I bought at a sale. Rushing back to the present, I take out an alpaca wool shawl and head back. As I sink into my plush recliner with its pure leather upholstery, I'm already tired by the weight of so much that's going on in my mind. I doze off. My room is a 12x9. In one corner is my 6x4 divan bed, on one side of which needs fixing as the ply is sinking in. Half of the side of my bed is covered in books, my diary, my laptop, and my PJs. I wake up and my head is hurting. Gosh, was I dreaming? There is cold sweat gripping my neck. I'm startled from my revelation when mom comes in with a cup of tea, greeting me good morning. There is no place on the side table, it's cluttered, but I'll move a few things. I'll figure it out. That's life, right? You always figure things out. Thank you for listening. I have opened my recording app after a very long time. Very long time. This has been a huge time off for me, but what can I say? I've welcomed with numerous hundreds of listens on my previous episodes, and that just makes my heart swell. This was a piece I wrote long back. Some of it does not resonate with the person that I am today, but I think for a 23-24 year old Suchetna, this was the reality. I thought that I wanted a bigger house and a textbook definition of a closet, and what I had back then was too much or too less. But as I have grown up now and I see the life that I have, I can say that a lot of it is not true. We change our aspire, what we aspire for changes, and life in totality changes. But what is good to know is that through my writing, I'm able to see the transition, that everything changes and what is constant is that change. So this was a small piece from my writing. I hope you like it, and please keep supporting, keep loving. I'm really, really glad that though I've not published a new episode in a while, but I still have people listening to me, albeit a lesser number, but I'm not bothered about the numbers. Even if it's one person out there listening to what I have to say, I'm happy. Thank you. This is Suchetna signing off, and I hope we continue with more episodes on Spacebound. This is Suchetna, and you're listening to Spacebound.